when I was at my luxury company, at the center of the customer experience office, I kind of felt like, I do not want to be here. I want to be in the marketing section. I want to be branding. I want to be like where the action is. I want to be where all of the action is, and I want to really be able to say, like, I created this product, I created this messaging, and I resented where I was, not realizing that actually I was at the center of the retention. I was at the center of the customer experience value. Like, I could actually see for myself exactly how they kept their cash flow coming in. Here I was at this multi-million making company, and I was at the very center of their cash flow machine, which is customer experience. Over 20,000 hours I put in working there, as well as training, and I'm now able to use this today in the way that I mentor, in the way that I teach, whether it's one-on-one or through my intensive immersion days, such as Brand Parade. So it all came 360, and I couldn't be more grateful to be able to share some of the nuggets that I'm about to share with you. So what I want to do in this episode is talk about the five elements of a profitable customer experience, a truly profitable and iconic customer experience, because little do you know, but that's where you're going to be making the money. All entrepreneurs are not created equal. Fact. Have you ever wondered why some entrepreneurs just seem to have it all together? They've got the sauce, they are confident when speaking, they are selling you dreams and you're buying them. You want to be like them, you're inspired, you follow them on TikTok, Instagram, literally follow their blog, listen to their podcast, watch all of their videos. And yet some others, nothing, no connection, no vibes, just dead. The answer to that is they make you feel like you as a customer and as part of their customer experience are part of something that is much bigger than you. All right, so first things first, and number one on our list of 5 points to include in our customer experience journey design is understanding our customers even more than they understand themselves, which means identifying the issues that they haven't even identified yet in their rebranding processes, in the same way I do, or in their routines, if you are a beauty entrepreneur, or in their everyday lives, if you're maybe into tech, and so forth. Once you're able to do that, your product or service automatically becomes something a lot more aspirational, and your brand is now positioning itself as something which is desirable in order to increase something. So it could be to increase knowledge or to increase free time or to increase expertise, but it's automatically positioned as a superior product which your customer will aspire to purchase. All right, so number two may seem basic, but this is something easily looked over and easily taken for granted. Be passionate about it. And I will add, let it show. Let it show. So what if you're passionate about knitting and none of your friends are? So what if you're passionate about accounting and none of your friends are. You being passionate about something lights up the way for customers to jump on board of whatever it is that you're providing and really take part in your joy for it and experience things through your lens. You being passionate gives other people permission to be passionate about what you're passionate about too. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. You being passionate gives other people permission to be passionate too. And third, know what you're talking about. Give your customers that value. Give them the real deep insight. Give them the storytelling. Give them the results. Demonstrate the value that your service really and truly provides. Your customers shouldn't have to ask themselves, what is the value in this for me? Why should I invest in this? What's in it for my brand? Then you've definitely looked over a huge chunk of your customer experience design and you may need to rethink things over. Malcolm Gladwell, a Canadian author and journalist, has a few theories on success, and one of them is that a person only truly becomes an expert once his or her craft has been practiced for a number of 10,000 hours altogether. So he believes that whether they're entrepreneurs or artists, that whoever is practicing their craft and has done so for that amount of hours, then enter a threshold of genius through which fame and fortune and all of that good stuff becomes a possibility. Basically, you may agree or disagree, but Malcolm Gladwell has a point. Those 10,000 hours will show. The understanding that you have of your customers will show. But wait a minute. I know some of you are thinking, 10,000 hours, what's she talking about, blah, blah, blah. Calm down, because it's really not that deep. We're going to break it down. Okay, here goes. So there are two ways in which we could go about this. You could either find one skill that you are going to master the heck out of and once you have mastered that one skill, you will then be able to go on and teach others how to do this. Sounds simple, right? Well, this is what most coaches or consultants will probably tell you to do, and what I don't believe in. Because the thing is, if you are going about it this way, you're going to get yourself in a bit of trouble where you're probably going to pick any old so-called profitable niche, something you're probably not very passionate about, and you're only going to regurgitate some of the knowledge that you've learned, and you won't really be an expert. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Hopefully, you'll go with this option, and if not, you're probably not my type of customer, but we move. Now for the second option, and right option, you're going to sit down somewhere, take a deep breath, and figure out what natural talents you have. So according to dictionary.com, talent is described as a special natural ability or aptitude, i.e. a talent for drawing, or a capacity for achievement or success. Somebody that's talented is defined as a talented person. Ask yourself these questions. What is the one type of advice that people usually gain from me? Whether friends or family, how am I most valuable to the people that surround me? And if you dig hard enough, you'll realize that these questions will provide you with the answers that will lead to the products and the services that you will best be able to present confidently and design an amazing customer experience journey for. That's all you need. Simple. So if you are a physical product entrepreneur and you're thinking about transitioning into digital products or just adding digital products to your business model and you need an amazing rebranding service, then do not hesitate to reach out to us. And this leads us onto our fifth and final point of this episode. Get help. Don't you dare be in your little corner of like the social media world, staring at what you could be doing when you could be in the full action of it. Just all tails blazing, getting your customers, getting your profit in. Do not regret this year and next and the year after that. Get things going so that you can be the fully fledged digital entrepreneur that you want to be. Blockhouse was built specifically to help entrepreneurs, creators, and consultants go from A to B in their rebranding process. That is what we believe in, that is what we live for, and that is what we are prepared to do for you in the ultimate way this 2021. We will show you how to automate your content. We will show you how to automate your brand aesthetic. We will show you how to automate your visibility. We will show you how to automate your growth. And we will show you how to automate your publicity. Do I need to say any more? For more information, check out blockhouse.club, as well as the reviews of our past members whom have been featured on platforms such as GoCompare.com, magazines such as GQ.com and Pause Magazine, as well as She Leads Africa and much more. But this is it for this episode. So make sure you tune into the others and let all your entrepreneur, creator and consultant friends know that we're coming back with the sauce in order to get you from A to Z in your rebranding in 2021. Make sure you say your full self on social media, and we'll speak to you soon.